You walk in the room. You look her up and down and you ask, who is she? And in answer to that question, I am the motherfucker wearing these. Look, 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 look. Oh, hang on, hang on. Just grab the rail and... I am officially a tall bitch. I am the tallest girlfriend you always wanted. Don't you dare say I don't love you. So this is what it's like when you kiss me. It's kind of fun having to crane your neck. Where do you think? Amazon, my friend. For all the insecure short girls. Thank you. I mostly like being short too, but this is fun. What do you mean, shouldn't I get ready for the party? I am ready. Mimi, this is my costume. I am every guy on the internet's dream. An impossibly tall woman with a high sex drive. I knew you'd love it. Just be careful not to, you know, unbalance me. Oh, I'm serious. It's very serious stuff. I am the queen of all costumes. At least this year. I would do this and more for you. You're welcome. Now, the question is, I am all ready. But how are we going to transport me to said party? I can stand in them. Walk is uncharted territory. But maybe if I had a big, strong, sexy person to carry me to the car, it wouldn't be such an issue. Please and thank you. I hope I'm gonna be able to fit through the door. Thank you. I'm normally very short. No, it's just shoes. But thank you. I love drunk female strangers. They're so polite. They're always so willing to give compliments. Maybe we can test out me being solo. Okay, just stand beside me and be ready to catch me, okay? Okay, Oh. She walking. She's walking. Ah. Babe, look at me. I'm a real girl. I don't even recognize myself. Oh, excuse me. Sorry. I think I just knocked that guy over. Oh, dear. Small door. Maybe if I... I did it. I don't mean to shoot myself in the foot, but I really do think I have to. Whoa. Okay. There is a lesson in this. Do not be a cocky shit, because the universe will catch on and be like, hey, you, where's this self-confidence coming from? Stop. Thank you for catching me. You are the best in the world. And I think already, unfortunately, my feet are fucked. Yeah. Could you just, like, push me in the direction of that couch? I would be most obliged. Thank you, and I didn't see the damage. Unshoe me, honey. Oh, Lord. This is why women are not supposed to wear these contraptions. They are forms of torture. How long have I been in these things? Ooh, you sons of beaches! Look what you did to my poor little feet. Sneakers would never have the audacity. They would never ask so much. Oh, they're gonna be so ugly tomorrow. No, they're red now, but tomorrow they'll bruise and crack, and they'll be like, why? Why did you not wear sensible socks and comfy, sensible shoes? And I'll be like, fashion. And me and your wet dream, of course. It is a pleasure and a privilege. Did you like my attempt? That's all that matters, Skummer. I know. I'm already your wet dream. You are the cutest little liar in the world. Okay, sometimes I'm your wet dream, that's fine. But only when I have hideously bruised and sore feet, right? Is it doing something for you? Ow. No, not you. Oh, why? How do ladies wear these things? I have nothing but admiration, but also a huge, huge question. Why? How? What? Do you not feel your feet? Like, Or do they just have, like, strong feet because they have, like, well, immunity or something? I don't know, but I feel like I failed the femininity check, which is ridiculous because if any of my friends said that, I'd be like, hey, there's a million ways to be a girl, but when it's me, it's like, no, you personally have failed. It's like, fair enough. Why is everyone's brain so mean to them? That is something we should explore. Okay, a vast majority of people's brains are mean to them. Maybe that is why we have to be really nice to each other. Be like, hey, person's brain, shut up. I kind of failed my costume, I mean, without those hideously grotesque torture devices, what am I? Don't you call me a dork. Why, I am one. To those other ladies, I say good luck, but for me, most unfortunately, I don't think me and heels are supposed to mix. I love them, I think they're so pretty, but they do not agree with my body. Or my limbs, or my movement, or my general comfort, so I think I'm just going to enjoy them from afar. If only I could stand in them, I'd wear them all the time. Oh, okay. I'll just buy them and never walk in them. What are shoes for again? I know, you silly, silly person. I know you love my short, adorable ass. Exactly. It cannot be denied. It is very, very cute. Very squishable. And I will just have to make up for my lack of height. You're so fucking cute. And you're spoiling me and you're making me feel like, despite all my insecurities, I just might be adored and loved. And that is a dangerous thing, and please never stop. Tell me how you love my hobbit ass. You see, that's the thing. Tall women are elves or monsters or ethereal beings, and short girls are dwarves and hobbits and orcs. That is because you have questionable taste. Oh, I'm the sexiest little orc you ever met, huh? Actually, are orcs short? Goblin, there we go. Stop being cute or I'll do something terrible to you. I might be in serious danger. I'm holding your hand in public. I tell you something really bad. I think you might have to carry me to the car. Drive to our house and then carry me all the way upstairs because my feet are ducked. Oh, you want me to wear them now, And to think you started off so concerned. I don't get it. How can I wear them but not walk in them? You just like to have sex with me while I wear them. Well, that seems very reasonable. I'm not gonna lie though, you're gonna have to do all the work. My feet are fucked. Carry me up there. Oh, my poor feet as you strap them into the shoes. And then probably push my legs above my head. I know. What a terrible fate. Mm-hmm.